Dude, who did you? That would be sick though,
To
to
be
go
betrayed?
back to like your longest relationship and just backstab them.
Yeah.
But you got to figure out how you could possibly backstab them. Like, I don't know how I could, like, I'm trying to think out of all my brothers who I could backstab.
You could take one of your brother's like wives.
True.
That would be a good backstab. And you would abandon your family as well.
Oh, a double backstab.
Yes, you'd be the ultimate.
That's a triple cross.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah,
And then
abandoning.
get her back, then be like, dump your boyfriend's wife or
Yeah.
your friend's wife,
Yeah.
and then win your wife back.
And then kill myself.
And then kill yourself. So you've ruined everything for everybody.
That's such a crazy life,
It's
dude.
sick that dudes do that. Sick, like
Yeah.
dudes actually like destroy everybody around them.
Yeah.
We're here live with our guest today, Frank.
Here I am.
What's up, bro?
Old Frankie.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for having
Yes.
me back.
Frank from the neighborhood, dude.
I don't think anybody gets I don't think we get more hyped for a guest than when Frank's
Bro,
I don't know about that.
I'm
I swear
telling
to
you,
God.
ask Shane for my honest
He
reaction.
walked in, I said, "Dude, I got Francis." He goes, "Oh, yes."
Oh, that's so nice to
Dude, you
hear.
were
I really
fantastic
appreciate
last
that.
You're so fun to be around.
Oh, I have a blast with you
You can
guys.
carry a cast. That's something I pay. I'm like,
Yeah.
man, I can carry a motherfucking
It's
cast.
nice to have someone
On the
that.
last one, you were boom, 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 boom,
I was
boom.
really excited to hang out with you guys that time.
We're pumped.
No, not this
But I,
time.
well, I'm worried I burned all my best
This
stories.
time is.
I got plenty of stories.
All right. So here's topic number one.
True.
And I need to give you the full lead on this. You're going to be pumped. So as you know, I got a personal trainer. Did you know that?
Billy mentioned it.
All
Yes.
right. So today I had my first sesh.
What was it like?
Bro, if you saw how out of shape I am. Oh my God. Dude, we were doing workouts and I was like, I stopped to tell the guy, I was like, dude, this is like the workouts we're doing is like rehabbing like a dude who was in a car wreck teaching me how to walk.
They do
Like I'm
mobility
literally
shit.
like stepping on a box,
You're Hank
stepping
in
down.
Breaking Bad after
It's
those shootings.
Yes, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, they do all that mobility shit now. So now they're like, let me see you do a squat. And they're like, twist your ankles 30 degrees. And
Bro,
it's like, dude, I can't do that. I did one of those things
first
once.
squat, Charlie Horse.
Wow.
And he was like, "Wait, were you drinking yesterday?" I was like, "Yeah." And it was at 11, so I woke up at 10. I just like walked in. He was like, "Did you have anything to drink today?" I was like, "No, I was so dehydrated." I got in there and did a squat, got a Charlie horse right away. And you know what's funny? It's the exact same thing that happened to me at West Point.
Really?
Day one, or the first morning, we had PT in the morning. And they were like, "All right, we're going to start with some squats." And I was like, "Dude, I squat 400. This is going to be nothing." Dude, I went down and first squat, I was like, "Ugh." Oh.
Did you get a horse on the first squat in
I got
West
a Charlie
Point?
horse. Yeah, first one at West Point because we walked around all day. And then in the morning, we didn't drink anything. And it was like 5:30 in the morning. I was standing doing squats. My legs locked up.
Oh.
And they're like, "All right, we're going to go for a jog." I was like, "I'm walking, dude. I'm in the back walking."
Yeah, they got to put you on a little cot to
Dude,
fucking carry you.
It was crazy.
Not a little one. Big one.
Hey,
Hey, Frank,
we
Frank,
don't do that kind of stuff.
I just
around.
Told you I went to a personal trainer
this
today.
Is not a weight shaming. He's just.
This is body positivity, dude. This
he's
is a new direction
long.
Of comedy.
Think of the cot you would need. Think of the stretcher.
I would literally need, like, instead of stretcher bears, I'd need Paul bears, dude. I need a guy on each fucking rung.
Need some Paul Bunyan.
Imagine the old wars when they'd be like, get him on. They'd be like, eh. Too
oh,
big.
This guy? They'd be like, yeah,
too
yeah
big.
This is too many lives
yeah,
to
like,
risk
leave
to gather him.
Yeah, the new direction of comedy is body positivity.
Like that.
Genderqueer.
Yeah.
We don't
I am
we don't attack.
genderqueer.
Even if don't attack someone for being tall, dude. That's crazy.
I just
Genderless.
Thinking of the size of the bed, the
No,
gurney you'd need. That was all.
No, it's
yeah,
fun.
No,
it
no,
was
no,
fun.
It's fine. Look, guys, I'm gonna get. First off, I'm gonna get attacked for
For
even
what?
Admitting to going to a personal trainer, and that's fine.
You need to keep the machinery.
I'm for that. I like that you did
I'm
that.
Excited about it. We'll see how long I can do it.
Do you know why I'm excited that he did that?
Why?
Because I want Shane to start spending money. Superfluously. I want you to start spending money in ways where you don't even need the things you're buying. You live in you do so well, but you live in squalor.
Dude, he's got plants. Look at that.
This is Tom's.
Still you
nice
live amongst
plant.
Them. You're still breathing
I came
in.
There were
plants.
No lights on.
There's no lights.
Why? Where are the lights?
I'm not a girl, dude.
Well, this is more of the old money look. A lot of old money, you have more just lamps kicking around.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you something about class, dude.
Yo, he's from LL Bean. You're going to tell him about lamps? He's from the Bean.
Dude, you could model Bean.
Oh my god.
No bullshit.
I was in one of the magazines. But I was blurry in the background mowing the lawn.
Wait, hold on. What were you wearing?
I was not in focus.
Did they make you wear a bean?
I don't think so.
It's sort of like a
it was a dog. They were shooting for dog beds, and they were using our labs, our yellow labs.
What?
And God, then your labs are gorgeous.
Out the window, I hate mowing the lawn, dude. But they put me in blur so that they would
wouldn't
have to pay me.
You had some labs.
Well, we had some good labs.
How much did you fetch for modeling out those labs?
They would give us the dog beds. That's how they paid us.
That's still nice.
They gave
to get
us
your
the
dogs.
Product.
It's nice to get your dogs some shine.
Dog those are some nice dogs. Those are big.
What were your dogs' names?
Well, the first was Waggy, and we got Waggy on my third Christmas. I was 3 years old, and I came downstairs.
Oh, so Waggy's long dead.
Yeah, but she was the she started it all. She was the matriarch, because then she was such a great dog that we bred her.
You guys would breed.
You ever yeah. seen a dog have puppies, man?
No.
You won't forget it.
Why is it disgusting?
Well, it's really hard work. You know, you're having like 8 or 9 children.
Yeah.
Let it go. And so you feed them eggnog to restore the calories they're burning as they get
through. Like, are you bothering? I was getting some eggnog today at the trainer.
Eggnog's pretty good.
He was like, yo, you need some noggin? Oh my God, guys.
Yeah, you
would
need some nog, bro.
Thank God. So this is one thing I was worried about. If this was in a there's the hardest part about being fat and getting back into working out is like, I don't want to go make a fool of myself in the gym.
Mm. People die for that. It's like, I'm not making a fool of myself.
I'd rather die than go. Yeah. It's like a fear of public speaking where they're like, I'd rather die than give a speech.
Yep.
I'd rather die than go fall doing box jumps at a gym.
Just pop a medicine ball.
Just fall and shatter my shin doing a box jump.
Was it private? Was it like secluded?
But it's private. Yeah. It's up. It's just in a nice little place upstairs. Me and my guy.
You got to try to kiss someone just once and never bring
I
it back.
I think we're
up.
Getting close already.
Really?
First time. There was sparks. I made him laugh a couple times.
What?
How jacked is he?
He's not.
He's not?
He's not. I mean, he's definitely like strong and in shape, but no, he's not like huge.
What do you want in your personal trainer to look like, ideally?
I like this guy. He's a hunk. He's just a nice hunk.
I mean, you don't want the super jacked guy?
I've had the super jacked guy as like strength and conditioning coaches and shit. I'm not for it.
Mm. Mm.
Just a jacked, huge jacked guy. It's like, come on, pussy. And you're like, all
yeah.
right.
Yeah. You got to start inquiring slightly about gear. Just be like, true. So like, I'm trying to take
yeah,
this
he was
next
like,
level.
What do you want out there? Like, what are you like ideal weight? What do you want to get to? And I was, I should have just been like, I'm trying to bulk, dude. I'm trying to gain.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going for.
You
should have been like, dude. Where can I? Mm. Where can I score? I'm trying to.
I might, after like 2 weeks of doing like step ups on a box and sit ups, be like, all right, dude, now it's time to take this to the next level.
You're doing cat and cow?
Yeah, dude. Dude, we stretched at the end and I was like, Jesus Christ.
I don't understand. What is the potential pushback against trying to maintain the bod? Trying to maintain the
nothing
shell.
At all, other than
people
my friends and people
out.
Laughing at me for trying.
Yeah, I hear you. But some people
that's
get
the hard
like,
part.
Some people get pissed. On my Instagram, I shared a story. Some guy just sent me a picture of himself flexing his back. It was ripped. Yeah. People were like, "What the fuck? Take this shit off!" I'm like, "Dude, it's excellence."
Well,
this guy's fucking shredded.
If you're taking a picture of yourself with your shirt off and posting it online, that
dude,
is
it was
gay.
But it was a classic back pose, dude. It was fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very funny if he does it jokingly.
He said it was for Shat Nation. All right. Well, flex the back.
Yes, that's very
people
funny.
People got pissed. I was like, dude, this is excellence.
I like that. That's
has to
cool.
be celebrated.
I really like. I admire men's bodies now more than I do women.
Mm.
I would say.
Yeah.
I've shifted, and I think that's fine.
Yeah, girls' bodies are gross, dude.
Well,
you think about them.
It's just you kind of you get better. Your taste improves
for sure.
You know,
you just get gay. Yeah, that's your theory, dude.
It's not like I'm going to act on it.
Men become women with time, and women become men.
I think that it takes a lot more work to have a super ripped back than to be in a bikini with nice boobs.
True.
Here's my problem with dudes that are jacked that do nothing else. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's like
fact
sick,
that
dude.
Just jacked.
Do something. Stop going to the fucking gym.
Yeah, but then
you got to do something.
Then you find the occasional guy who, you know, is super jacked and he's doing other stuff.
I like what you do. Is that what you're trying to get?
No. I'm not there.
You're very fit.
Lean.
You like going to the gym.
I'm lean. I like to exercise, but it's all to keep my sanity.
Yeah.
If I go like 2 or 3 days without exercising, I'm starting to envision,
bro,
you know, killing people.
I got home from the gym today and I was so happy.
Yeah, you feel great.
I was like, nice.
Yeah.
Started listening to hip hop. Played FIFA.
It was great. Your beer tastes better.
Really?
Yeah, because then you don't feel any guilt about it.
Oh, I have almost none.
Sure, but like that first beer after a workout, you think there's room for this. My body has made space for this.
My body's thirsting for this.
Yeah.
What do you think the over-under on times I go train is?
I think you'll stick with it.
You think I'll stick with it?
Yeah, I think it'll
get easier.
Yeah, I think you'll stick with it, dude. I mean, it's good. You need to maintain the body.
I had to. It's look, before I was like, look, if you work out, you're gay. I still maintain that. But I needed to get gay in order to survive.
Exactly.
If I would have kept at this rate, I would have probably passed away soon.
Yeah, it would have been 50s for sure.
50s, I will pass away.
You think 50s?
50s, 60s, yeah. Well, although Louis Anderson just made it to like 68.
Yeah, dude, you'll. Yeah,
I got that.
Yeah, you'll creep into like late. At least I guarantee you, 71, late 60s.
Yeah.
No, let's not get.
Just think about how much gayer you'll get as you get older. You'll get even gayer as you get older, and you'll be in. You'll start entertaining. Everybody does this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll start. Dude, my dad used to eat 4 soft pretzels every single day. And if you were to be like, yo, how about you mix in some vegetables? He'd be like, the fuck, what are you trying to do? Mm-hmm. And he like went plant-based when he was like 60.
Yeah.
For like a couple months. But that would have like, he would have genuinely been pissed off if someone was like, yo, don't eat meat. He would have been like 10 years ago. He'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So you'll get gay. You'll get, we're all just getting gayer and gayer.
Yeah, but if I get.
It's gay or bitter.
There's one thing. Yeah, it is gay or bitter.
It's gay or bitter.
I'm pretty bitter, but I've improved on that front. Now I am becoming gay. I've switched gears from bitter to gay. And it could, you know, it could be beneficial.
This is a really interesting, there's really just a fork in the road. I didn't know it was two options.
It's gay or bitter, dude.
Gay or bitter?
That's it. You either get bitter and you're just like, yeah, I eat fucking chicken fingers every day.
Yeah.
And you just fucking die.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, yo, that guy was the man. That guy was
the man. That is the drawback, though. If you do die a fat king. You do celebrate.
They like you more.
That guy fucking rules.
Guy's arteries are hard as fucking rocks.
Meatloaf?
Dude. Yeah,
dude. Meatloaf, RIP. Although he was geezed up a little.
Yeah, he made it pretty
far. He made it pretty far. And he wasn't that fat. He wasn't like a true fat.
Yeah, how fat was he? I know like Anything for Love, he was pretty
beefy. He was beefy when he was, he was beefy, but he wasn't like, if you looked at him, you weren't like, he's going to die from that.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Mm.